The job of the so-called blue helmets is to protect civilians and navigate the path from conflict to peace. Their budget is nearly $6.4 billion, with the US responsible for more than a quarter of that, followed by China and Japan. That money funds 10 of the 12 current missions. Cash for the remaining two comes from the main UN budget. One of those missions observes the ceasefire between India and Pakistan in the state of Jammu and Kashmir. The other is the world's oldest mission, set up in 1948 to mediate conflict between Israel and its neighbours. The UN says most missions last 31 months, but six have gone on much longer and continue to this day, from Western Sahara to Cyprus and Lebanon. But peacekeepers are not just soldiers. They're also police, observers or civilian experts. Bangladesh provides the most blue helmets out of any country, followed by Nepal and India. But while the force is celebrated for its role in decreasing the number and severity of armed conflicts like in Liberia and Sierra Leone, it's not without its challenges and setbacks. Last year, the Dutch government apologised for the role its peacekeepers played in failing to prevent the killing of more than 8,000 Muslim men and boys at Srebrenica in 1995 by Bosnian Serb forces. Rights groups have also accused UN forces of having a problem with sexual abuse. There have been allegations of rape or sexual exploitation in Kosovo, Democratic Republic of Congo, and South Sudan. A peacekeeper camp was found to be a source of a devastating outbreak of cholera in Haiti. More than 10,000 people there have died from the disease. More than 4,200 peacekeepers have lost their lives on the job over the past 75 years. The biggest number, 329, is part of the force in Lebanon, though the most dangerous mission over the past 9 years has consistently been MINUSMA in Mali.